Chapter 3, A Rocky Choice. Sherita had replaced the parchment inside her jacket. With a sense of assurance, she headed toward the rocky trail. She caught a glimpse of the dove as it flew off to higher grounds. Eldar stood between the two girls, trying to decide which path was the correct one. A cool north breeze rustled through the leaves as the dove flew off, tossing Eldar's light brown curls away from his face. He watched Sherita confidently stride off.
"She's not an experienced hiker," Desiree whispered to Eldar. "She'll only prolong the journey and make it more difficult. Only a fool would make such an obvious mistake, and..." She stopped mid-sentence.
"Wow! What is that?"
She lifted her head slightly to drink in the luscious scent which emerged from where Sherita had just vanished from sight.
"I have never smelled anything so sweet and fresh."
Eldar was oblivious. The breeze had stirred something in him. He searched for his parchment, regretting he had not kept it in his jacket like Sherita had done.
"Are you just going to stand there?"
Desiree turned her focus back on Eldar after the fragrance had been carried off.
"If we hurry, you could see the Eternal One by the end of the day. Let's go."
Reluctantly, Eldar followed. Weeks passed. Sherita saw little of the sun as the path was shaded by thick foliage. The rocks were often covered in moss, making for slippery passage. As the path wound upward, it grew narrower. At times, she had to grasp hold of tree branches and hug the mountainside to avoid slipping off cliffs. Loneliness became her companion. Very early one morning, she heard distressing shouts ahead. Racing toward her were two ragged-looking young lads.
"Have you seen a little girl?" they gasped. "She's disappeared, and Mom is terribly worried. There's bears, mountain lions."
Just then, a woman appeared, hysterical with fear.
"Can I help?" asked Sherita.
"I was gone just a few minutes to get water while she slept," she choked out. "At 3 years old, Thea is prey for any beast, especially at this hour. I can't stray too far from our place in case she returns. If you could keep watch there, the boys and I could all search. I would be most grateful."
"Of course.
May Eternal One lead her safely back," Sherita called as she hurried toward their home.
It wasn't much of a home. A small cabin-like structure, poorly constructed, with a few blankets, pots, a fire pit, and water buckets. Hours passed. Loneliness and boredom set in. Sherita thought of Avi. Oh, if only she could feel his arms around her, everything would be all right. Late in the afternoon, as the sun began its descent behind the mountain, without warning, a figure strode into view.
"Eldar!" cried Sherita. She ran to meet him.
They embraced as good friends do after so long a time.
"Where's Desiree?"
"I was such a fool to follow her," lamented Eldar. "If I hadn't packed my invitation away, I would have read it again like you and may have made a better choice. That well-traveled path does lead straight to the top, but first you must pass a den full of mountain lions. Two of them darted out. I opened my jacket to make me look bigger, waved my arms, and sang at the top of my lungs. Desiree took off up the mountain, but I just slowly backed away until I could safely run for it. I felt this cool breeze strike my left side just before I was about to pass a hidden trail. I barely made the turn before I heard the padding of several lions charge past. I've never been so scared in my life. That trail led me straight here. Eternal One must be watching over me. Now we can travel together."